Good morning. My name is Lili Luan, and today I would like to share with you about my research project, the experience of patients attending an interdisciplinary cancer nutrition rehabilitation program for the treatment of cachexia. This is the outline of my presentation. Cancer cachexia is defined as a multifactorial syndrome characterized by an ongoing loss of skeletal muscle mass that cannot be fully reversed by conventional support and leads to progressive functional impairment. It is one of the most debilitating conditions in an advanced cancer and can affect up to 80% of patients and is characterized by weight loss and anorexia. It contributes to mobility and mortality. Most importantly, it has profound adverse emotional and psychological impacts on patients and their families. For example, visible physical changes due to weight loss and increased weakness can impede social engagement and leading to social isolation and depression. Also, there is a decreased quality of life in patients with cancer cachexia compared to weight-stable patients. The cancer nutrition rehabilitation programs have been established to treat cancer patients with cachexia. The programs use a comprehensive interdisciplinary approach. Team members may include physicians, nurses, dietitians, and physiotherapists, etc. The program typically include medication review, symptom management, nutritional counseling, and physical rehabilitation, and others. They aim at sustaining or improving patients' appetite, weight, or muscle mass. And most of the programs require in-person attendance and last 4 to 8 weeks. The CNR program at Zhuxi General Hospital comprises a physician, a clinical nurse specialist, a dietitian, and a physiotherapist. The differences between the CNR at the GGH and other CNR programs are the team meet weekly to develop individualized care plans, and for the patients, there is no predetermined limit to the number of follow-up appointments. Rather, patients continue to have follow-up appointments until their rehabilitation goals are met. And patients also have access by phone and may attend a physical rehabilitation program, which is individualized, structured, and they may also receive telephone follow-up by all team members in between visits. The previous studies are largely based on patients' clinical outcomes, such as whether patients' symptoms are improved or not after attending a CNR program, rather focusing on patients' experiences. And the result of these studies provide initial evidence that these programs are acceptable, deliverable, and beneficial. However, one study was then looked at the patient's adherence to the CNR programs showed that more than 50% of patients drop out of the program after 2 months follow-up assessment. And the most common reason is due to loss of interest, followed by patients reporting too busy to participants. So the purpose for this study is really to explore the experience of ambulatory patients attending an interdisciplinary CNR program to treat cancer cachexia. The study was guided by a qualitative descriptive design, and the purpose sampling was used to recruit participants. Here is the inclusion and exclusion criteria, and semi-structured interviews were tape recorded, transcribed, and coded, and thematic content analysis was used conducted concurrently with the data collection. Totally, a sample of 10 participants, 5 males and 5 females, was purposely selected to obtain a diverse group of cancer patients. And the participants' mean age was 66. A range of cancer types, stages, and treatments were represented, and attendance level ranged from 1 to a greater than 10 visits to CNR program. The 9 out of 10 patients experienced weight loss in the last 6 months prior to study participation, weight loss ranging from 2.6% to 24.6%. 7 out of 10 participants, they came to the CNR programs with their family members. Overall, participants described that their experience of attending the CNR program was positive, and the participant would recommend the CNR program to other patients who are thinking of participating in the program. Through their narratives, three themes emerged: approach to care, being known to healthcare professionals, and patient empowerment. The first theme, approach to care, includes two categories: collaboration and communication, and accessibility. Collaboration and communication occurs on two levels: between the CNR team members and between the CNR team and patients. As per between the CNR team members, it was described as each professional share their knowledge and expertise in the teams to have an influence on patients' care being provided. Also, the participants were impressed with the level of the collaboration and communication that takes place among the team. As this participant said, they are organized like it's like you have a quartet of Schubert. Everybody is absolutely in accordance with another. In terms of the collaboration and communication between the CNR team and the patients, the participant felt that the team actively engaged in conversation with patients and demonstrated their respect. The second category, accessibility. Accessibility includes access to the CNR team and access to the CNR program. Access to the team was often described as providing contact information, promptly returning phone calls, and being available to answer questions. Participants referred accessibility also as receiving careful and proactive follow-ups by all the team members. As this participant said, it's not something like they question you and they forget about it. They are very aware of what the situation is. The follow-up has made a big difference for me. However, at least accessible to the CNR program had the potential to be hindered because of the lack of program awareness. As one participant said, I was surprised that this facility was available for me. If I had known if it had been publicized a little more, I probably would have signed up sooner. The second category, the second theme, being known to healthcare professionals, it's described as participant as a sense of a connectedness with the team and received tailored care on an individual level to meet the patient's specific needs. This theme is composed of two categories. And the first category is human connection, and the second category is individualized and tailored care. So when patients talk about human connection, they felt that they were recognized as persons different from their, separate from their illness, and they were treated as truly persons with feelings, as this participant explained. The service was done in a very genuine way that was demonstrated by the empathy of all four people. When they spoke to me, there were not sad eyes, but there was an understanding that this was not easy. The second category, individualized and tailored care. This was described as participants were treated as unique individuals and received care which were tailored to their particular experiences, feelings, and needs. As this participant said, had the team's approach been whatever not as refined or as mature, maybe my development would be slower because I wouldn't have had felt truly supported or understood. So I felt this was the most helpful thing. The last theme was patient empowerment. Patient empowerment, as participants described, is a process. So this theme includes self-management and self-efficacy. Self-management, when participants talk about self-management, they refer to the performing actions in the process of patient empowerment, include obtaining information, enhancing knowledge, learning skills, and completing tasks. So through these steps, participants developed self-care strategies and started to take control over the symptoms related to cancer cachexia. So as this participant said, my primary goal is to find some ways to resume eating properly, and using some of the hints at the CNR program, I think I reverse it and I enjoy eating. The second category is self-efficacy. So patient describes self-efficacy like how the CNR team enhanced patients' self-advocacy through helping patients reflecting on their own capability for completing specific tasks. One participant said, he's in his 40s and he's diagnosed with advanced cancer, stage 4. He said his number one goal is really to stay alive. So, but he couldn't accept that he has to take medications to stay alive because he didn't believe in taking medications prior to getting sick. So he said it's the team who helped him to accept the fact that he has to take medications for the rest of his life. So this is what he said. So I sat and processed it and realized it's okay. I think it was a team that helped me do that because I don't know if I would have done it on my own. So these three themes, approach to care, being known to healthcare professionals, and patient empowerment are interrelated. For example, an accessible, supportive, consistent, and collaborative approach used by the CNR team will facilitate the team, will facilitate the team to establish the feelings of connectedness with the patients and tailor the care when they provided care to the patients. On the other hand, being known to the health professionals will help patients to access, communicate, and collaborate with the team. And altogether, approach to care and being known to healthcare professionals are both conducive to the process of patient empowerment. So patient empowerment is a process, as I have mentioned before, which is to promote self-management and self-efficacy. This is a process. And so a state of being empowered was described as a process of focusing on the evolution from being able to self-manage to enhance self-efficacy in patient care and possibly leading to patient empowerment here. And on one hand, effective self-management will increase patient self-efficacy. On the other hand, self-efficacy has a powerful influence on motivation and performance, since unless patients believe their actions can help them cope with their illness, they may lack the motivation to start or preserve the self-care strategies they have learned from at the CNR program, especially in the face of living with cancer cachexia, which is very difficult. And these findings are consistent with other studies on patient-centered care and patient empowerment. And this study is mostly done on self-management of chronic illness, such as diabetes and COPD. So this slide, just to summarize what I've talked about, the relationship between the three themes and the process of patient empowerment. Compared with the previous CNR studies, where the patient's attendance are low and participants shows less interest in attending the program, this current study showed the opposite, that participants showed their interest in attending the CNR program. This may be due to the care that was delivered in an individualized and tailored way. A study done on the care delivered to patients with advanced cancer showed that individualized care meets the needs of advanced cancer patients who face complex physical, psychological, and social consequences of disease and treatment. And also individualized care can improve the quality of the care and it may increase patients' adherence. The implications for practice. So empowering patients may help foster an effective patient's healthcare team partnership. Also tailored interdisciplinary interventions may help a high level of patient engagement in their care. And also, increased program awareness may facilitate integrate the supportive services at oncology unit into other oncology care. For some further research, the result of this study suggests a need for further investigation of whether increased accessibility to the CNR program and tailoring of care that are provided to patients will increase patients' attendance to the CNR program or not. In addition, it will be interesting to explore the experience of patients' families who attend the CNR programs with the families. because 7 out of 10 participants, they came to the CNR program with their families. They didn't come alone. So it would be interesting to have some study done from the perspective of families instead of patients alone. So I would like to thank my project advisor, Monica Palmer and Kim Garshaw, and the CNR team who provided the environment for this research study, and also Dr. Purden and Dr. Arnett for your support and guidance, and also my classmates, and the special thanks to the study participants for sharing their experience with me. This is the lesson. Oh, you mean from the demographic?
A positive impression of the service and attending twice, or maybe that was just in terms of they're just starting, or so
yeah.
If you could comment on that.
Okay, so the question is, in the literature review, they showed that 50% of patients dropped out of the program. And in my study, you see the number of visits ranging from 1 to greater than 10, and most of them 1, and you're questioning, are these patients only came once or they came more than once? Okay, that's the question. So you see some patients attended only once. This is just the part of purpose of selecting a diverse group of patients. Because we want to look at not only from the patients who attend the CNR program such as 4 or 5 times or greater than 10 times, I also want to see from the perspective of patients who only came once. Because I didn't mention about the length of the visit. It lasts about 2.5 hours, which will provide enough time to have interaction between the patients and the healthcare professional teams. So yes, you're right. There's 4 out of 10 patients came only once. This is just for the purpose of the study. Hope I answered the question, Dr. Burton.
Did you get a sense from these patients that 2.5 hours served them well, and therefore there was no need to follow up?
So the question is, during the participants' narratives, what I have seen, the differences between the patients only came once and the difference multiple times. So yes, I did see that even though the experience was positive but limited from the patients came only once compared to the other patients who came already 4 times or 10 times. So that's true. However, they did express the eager of continual participating because they were so excited that finally some people may help them with this very difficult situation like weight loss, loss of appetite, and put a lot of also they have multiple complications due to the cancer cachexia. So they have a lot of hope. Yes, certainly there are some limitations in the study. First is the, I think it's the, we look at it's the age. We would like to look at some younger patients. We did try to recruit under 40, like around 30 years old. Because like I mentioned, we would like to look at from the global picture, from the family. Because younger patients are different from like 60 years or 80 years, especially in this advanced cancer. So their perspective may be different. This is one limitation. The other one is, like I said, the study only look at the perspective from the families, from the patients. So another limitation is it would be nice to look at the picture from both from families, patients and their families.
Do you think that treatment and cancer treatment where they are, would that have an influence?
Could be. And so I forgot to repeat the question. So the question is...
the question is if the...
Yeah.
Because you have people in the different, you know, different stages and regarding their cancer treatment, yeah. Would you do something different regarding the recruitment of people with all different... and their all different kind of treatment?
So the question is if the participants' treatment would be different. So would be the result would be different from now? Is that the question you're asking? In terms of the treatment, the type of the treatment?
Yes.
Yes.
Would make some modifications with regard to, because you have now different, and some of them have no treatment at all.
We do try to recruit a variety, a diverse group. Some patients may have treatment, some patients will not have treatment. Some patients may have only chemo treatment, some patients may have, you know, other like a radiotherapist or surgery. So that will help us to understand the patient's experiences in terms of whether because of time strain, you know, constraint, because they have treatment, so they have, you know, they couldn't attend the seminar because of their time. They have to go to the, you know, their treatment. So that's why we recruit some patients with treatment and without treatment.